Pozdravljeni iz Maribora. Jazz paket 2 je pred in med nami, začel se je 26. aprila in se bo zaključil 25. maja. V drugem paketu predstavljamo glasbenike, ki v Mariboru gostujejo drugič. V neustavljivi ljubezni do ustvarjanja glasbe v živo pa se predstavljajo s povsem novim zvokom, ki se upira poprečnosti in ostaja večno mlad. Lahko bi dejali, da gre za ekspresivne balade Brötzmann McPhee, afriške ritme Trevorja Wattsa, kričeče kitare The X ali hipnotične trans-ambient dub jazz vzorce kultnega avstralskega trojčka The Next. Pogovarjali smo se z organizatorjem Davidom Brownom in Petrom Brötzmannom, ki je naredil dober uvod v jazz paket številka 2. Vse skupaj sem spremljal Borson Kane, poslušali pa bomo seveda Petra Brötzmanna, za podlago pa The Next. Torej, David Brown, organizator jazz paketa številka 2. Jazz paket številka 1 je za nami. Kakšni so odmevi?
Odmevi so pravzaprav zelo različni. Ne? Tudi program je sestavljen relativno raznovrstno, kar pomeni, da priteguje sicer tisti delež stalne publike, ki se ponavlja iz koncerta v koncert, in seveda skušamo vsakim koncertom pridobiti tudi nekaj občinstva, ki ga sicer še ne štejemo med stalne goste. Odmevi so pravzaprav bili odlični, šlo je za več koncertov in vsak je doživel svoje precej dobre kritike, nekateri seveda izjemne. Naj omenim Jean-Paul Burelija kot nekako zvezdniški nastop v prvem jazz paketu in mislim, da se približujemo nekemu temu receptu, s katerim bomo lahko tudi v bodoče pridobivali zmeraj novo publiko.
Zdaj, no, zdaj na prvem koncertu jazz paketa številka 2 je bil tudi kar velik obisk. Preostali so nam še v bistvu še tri prireditve. Kaj nam je še ostalo? Peter Brötzmann je, kot bomo slišali kasneje v intervjuju, tudi navdušil. Kaj še ostaja?
Ostajata pravzaprav dva koncerta, in sicer zasedba The Next, ki bo nastopila 25. maja, torej nekako na dan mladosti. In gre za avstralski trojček, trio, ki prihaja k nam že drugič. Chris Abrams klavir, Tony Buck bobni in Lloyd Swanton kontrabas. Je čarobna formula, njihova glasba pa ja, nekje na meji med trans, ambient, dub, jazzom, tako vsaj pravijo mediji. Razmeroma težko opisljiva glasba, ki jo je treba enostavno slišati v živo. 10. maja nas čaka duet Trevorja Wattsa, enega ključnih pihalcev vse od 60-ih let naprej, pravzaprav sodobnik Petra Brötzmanna, v duetu z mlajšim glasbenikom Jamie Harrisom na številnih afriških tovkalih. Skratka, na taka melodična afriško obarvana saksofonsko-pihalska in tovkalska sekcija. In poleg tega bomo izvedli še kot nekako kot del našega novega programa dokumentarnih glasbenih filmov. Beautiful Frenzy je naslov dokumentarca, ki je šel ob 25. obletnici nizozemske post-punkovske zasedbe The X. In skozi ta dokumentarec jih spremljamo od samih začetkov pa vse do teh velikih preslav ob 25. obletnici in si ogledamo tudi življenje na poti.
Ko se jazz paket številka 2 konča, lahko spet pričakujemo, da bodo ljudje v pričakovanju naslednjega jazz paketa.
Ja, naslednji jazz paket bo predvidoma jeseni. Jeseni bo tudi festival Izven, tako da ne samo jazz paket, ampak še festivalsko dogajanje 3., 4. in 5. novembra.
Morda že kakšna velika imena za napovedati?
Zaenkrat še ne.
Zaenkrat še ne. Hvala, David, za
enako.
I'm on the road. I'm busy with some music, more or less professional since 40 years now. More, yeah.
But you played with Joe for how many years?
Now we know each other because Joe was already in his early 70s working a lot in Europe. Mm-hmm. We know each other from that time, but at that time we never played together. And since we have the Chicago Tentet going on, and Joe is a member since the beginning, we play together, and nowadays it happens that we play a couple of duos, or this group, I think we would like to keep going for a time. Now here in Slovenia, which is always a pleasure. I have been just recently over there playing with Slutko. Yeah, the drummer, mm-hmm. and he prepared a nice piece with three string players, very nice young ladies. And that was working out quite well. And I love to be here because the people I have to work with are always very, very, just very nice. I started as an amateur, yes. I never saw a music teacher, which was my luck. You know, you can learn everywhere. You just have to work it out with yourself and deal with it and use it for your purposes.
For example, most jazz players prefer smaller clubs like this, for example. Is this the best option also for you, or do you guys like to play also for bigger audience or bigger clubs?
It's so nice to be here and play and have quite a straight contact to the audience. And the thing with the bigger concert halls or festival places, the audience is far away, and that's one thing. But on the other hand, it is a kind of kick if you know that there are sitting 2,000-3,000 people and they want it. It's another pleasure, it's another challenge too. But to develop the music, I think these little places are the most important places. Especially if the acoustic is all right and they just come because of you, they want it. And that's already a very good feeling, that creates a very good atmosphere to play and to check out certain things you might not have done before. The small clubs are important, and I hope you guys and the friends here can keep going things. I have since the 60s my connections to American musicians. I mostly worked with them beside my old friends Han Benning and Misha Mengelberg, Veit van Hove. But I always was very into the American music and into the connections with my American friends. So it takes a long time. You have to be patient and you have to work. I mean, this kind of music is not music like today's fashionable thing. It's your life. You spend your whole life with it, more or less. I like to be at home, and I like to be in my studio, do my painting and my garden. And
yes, you studied on an art academy.
I studied painting, graphics, and so on. Yeah,
but you never worked that professionally.
No. I'm busy with it all the years. But music became my first thing, and still is.
Have you planned some big project, for example, a new record, a new live record?
There are always plans, and during this tour with the Chicago Tented, we will record live and studio stuff, and for sure there will be a next CD out of that, and I plan always certain things. We just bring out for this American tour, we bring out a new Tented CD, which will be very interesting, I think, to hear. All of us, we're still working all the time on certain things, yeah.